Action item 14, discussion and possible action on surface water and treatment system oil and gas lease amendments. Riley Woods.
Okay, Jennifer, if you want to go ahead and go to the next slide. What this is about is amending the pooling provision of an oil and gas lease we entered into last year. If you look at this map up here, this oil and gas lease is for our SWATS property at Granbury. It's the area outlined in blue, about approximately 28 acres. We got that under lease last year with oil and gas company Marshall Young Oil Company. And it's got a two-year primary term, so they're in about through with their first year of it. And he's come to us, and I guess for economic and geological type reasons, they need to amend the pooling provision of that lease. And that the current pooling provision gives a 50-50 pool, meaning that if they're going to combine our property with somebody else's property, we got to be half of what the overall pool in the end. And just another. For y'all's information, the royalties that come from this particular lease all go towards pay down of debt on the SWATS plant, which is our SWATS customers' burden already. So the BRA doesn't get any of those royalties. We think that it's a good idea to go ahead and amend the pooling provision. We're going to make sure that we have the agreement of the SWATS customers in doing that, and we've kind of tentatively got that for the most part already, but since you're all the ones who authorized the lease to begin with, y'all need to authorize any amendments to it. And basically, with that, I guess what we're going to do is he's wanting to, instead of a 50-50 pool, be able to put it into, if you look at this red outline, it would give us about 14% in the overall pool, which is going to be about 200 acre pool. And he's planning on putting in about 7 wells. So it'll increase our ability to hit something and make more money. And he's also, the oil and gas companies also expressed willingness to pay additional consideration for us changing this pooling provision, which was something the SWATS customers had asked us to see if we could get. And with that, I'll ask if there's any questions. And if not,
What is the lease royalty?
25%. And we have a 1/2 interest in the
We haven't drilled any wells at this point then.
No, he has not. He's drilled absolutely not. And we also have, as you'll notice, the wells aren't on our property. We've got a non-surface use clause, so he has to go on other property, and that's kind of part of the problems with a 50-50 pool as well.
There's no guarantee that he'll drill
seven
or one.
I mean, it's hard to make a guarantee that he drills seven. Let's say he drills three and every single one of them are dry. He may not want to expend more money to try to do four more wells. There's not really a lot you could do to nail him down on that.
So Riley, right now we have a 50% interest in the royalty?
In the minerals, that's correct. Yeah, there's a non-participating royalty interest with the prior owner who has the other 50.
And overall, that's going to cut us down to 14, I think.
Yeah, overall, that's going to cut us down. Well, I guess it'll cut us down to 7%, but our property will be 14% of the overall pool.
How deep are you leasing?
Do what?
How deep are you leasing? Is it a shallow well, deep well, or?
Barnett Shallows.
We just, however deep, there's no limit there.
Usually they specify like 10,000, 12,000 feet in that lease.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's a. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know that the lease actually sets that out, though.
Yeah, because you need to specify in lease, because you can have another company come in and lease out for a deep well, and you can have two different leases right there in the same place.
Okay. A pew clause is what one of the terms that's used. But, the lease is already in place. They're just wanting to expand the pool, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any other questions? Go ahead and read the resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to amend the pooling provision of the oil and gas lease entered into on May 2nd, 2007 with Marshall R. Young Oil Company to allow the property to be placed in a larger pool, provided, however, the General Manager, CEO, shall only amend such pooling provision if the SWAT's customers agree to such amendment.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Can I hear a motion from Director Barr? Second. Director Sloan. Please poll the board, please.
Chairman DeClue?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Beer? Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore? Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.